fine, thank you.
Can you please switch on your camera?
Yes.
Hello, Ananya. Can you please switch on your camera and mic both? Yeah. How are you?
I'm fine, ma'am. Thank you.
How has your day been? What were you doing today?
Ma'am, my day has been very good and I was practicing for my storytelling sessions.
Oh, okay. So, okay, let me introduce myself. I'm Firdoshree. I have also been a student of MPS since I was in class 5th till I completed my 12th. So I'm kind of a super senior now. So I'm doing my project for my master's and I'll need your help with it, okay? So before we start, I'll ask you some questions, okay? So tell me, who is your best friend?
Ma'am, my best friend is my sisters. My sisters.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, what do you like to watch on TV?
Ma'am, I like to watch as usual, I like to watch my cartoons.
Oh, which cartoons do you like to watch?
Ma'am, I watch the channel Pogo, in which I watch Roll Number 21.
I also used to love watching that a lot. Okay, so do you like telling stories?
Yes, ma'am, I like telling stories.
And do you like listening to stories as well?
Yes, ma'am. My mother always before sleeping, she always makes me watch a story so that I can learn more and I would improve my literature.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so I'll just share my screen. Give me a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a second. Yeah. Okay, so tell me, can you see the screen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, let's start, okay? So, now let's play a game together. I will be this woman who has a red computer and you will be this girl who has a blue computer. You will choose a story that will show on your blue computer. However, I will not see it on my red computer. Then you look closely at the story and try to tell it yourself, okay? I'm looking forward to it and I'm curious about the story you're going to tell. So here are three envelopes. There is a different story in each envelope. Choose one and then you can tell me a story.
Ma'am, I choose the sun.
Okay. Oh, wait a second. Sorry, yeah. So the story you chose has come out of the envelope, but you don't see it yet. The story has to unfold first. Now take a good look. Here are our computers. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story will appear in color so you can see the story. However, on my red computer, the story won't be visible. I can't see it. Now the whole story is opened on your blue computer, but I don't see it. It looks like this on my red computer. I would like to know what story you have chosen and what it is about. Take a look at the whole story first and then tell it to me. So take your time, look at the entire sequence of pictures, and when you're ready, tell me, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Ma'am, I'm ready.
Okay, good. Now look at the pictures and try to tell the best story you can.
Yes, ma'am. Once upon a time, in a field near a lake, there were three goats. One, a calf of a goat drowned in the water, and the calf was very curious to save her child. At that time, a very hungry wolf was awaiting for the opportunity to harm the other calf of the goat. When the wolf was going to attack the calf, a generous crow saw it. It was very curious to save the calf, so with the help of its beak and presence of mind, it bit the wolf's tail. So the wolf was very scared and he ran for his life. While the goat and his two calves were saved and lived happily together with the crow ever after.
Okay, very good. Very well done. Okay, so there are our computers again. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story appears like this in color. And on my red computer, the story will now also show in color. Now we both can see the story. So I'd like to ask you some questions about the story, okay?
Yes.
So tell me, did you like the story?
Yes, ma'am. I like the story very much.
Okay. So give me a second. Okay. So why was the mother goat in the water?
Ma'am, the mother goat was in the water because she wanted to save her calf from drowning.
How does the baby goat feel in this picture?
Ma'am?
How is the baby goat in this picture feeling?
Ma'am, the baby goat in the picture that is drowning or the baby goat that is eating grass?
The drowning, the one that is drowning.
Ma'am, the baby goat is very worried because he is very worried and he is very sad. If he drowns, then he will lose his entire family and the care and love of a mother and a sister or brother, whichever gender his brother is or sister is.
Okay, so why does the fox jump or leap forward?
Ma'am, because he is very hungry and he wants to eat the calf.
How does the fox feel in this picture?
Ma'am, the fox feels very scared and I imagine that he is thinking in his mind, why was I attacking this calf and why can't I be free and why can't this crow leave me?
Okay, very good. Okay, so why does the bird bite the fox's tail?
Ma'am, the bird bites the fox's tail to save the calf from the fox that he is attacking. And she wants to save the calf because she imagines that if the fox eats the calf, then a mother will be very sad. And that I think she is also a mother of some baby souls.
Imagine that the bird sees the goats in this picture. How does the bird feel now?
Ma'am, the bird feels very proud of herself to save the family and I'm also proud of it.
Okay. Okay. So, who does the mother goat like the best? The fox or the bird?
Ma'am, the mother goat will surely like the crow because it saved her child's life and
Okay, no issues. Very well done. Yay, very well done. So proud of you. You actually
Thank
made
you,
my day today. You actually made my day today. Your storytelling was really nice. Thank you so much for helping me out. See you later.
My pleasure, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye, ma'am.